Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 6th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Evangelist Mark, where he writes, "Amen, I say to you, the poor widow put in more than all the other contributors, so that into the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The temple treasury was a place of movement and noise. Coins clinked loudly as the wealthy made their offerings, each metallic echo a small announcement of generosity. People noticed. Heads turned. There is something in us that instinctively measures. Who gave more? Who gave less? Who is worthy of admiration? And then, almost unnoticed, she comes. A widow. No entourage. No recognition. No abundance. Just two small coins. So small they barely made a sound as they fell. Yet in that quiet movement, heaven leaned in. Jesus saw her. Not the noise, not the spectacle, not the surplus. He saw her. Then he said something that turns our instincts upside down. This poor widow put in more than all the other contributors. More? How can less be more? Because God does not measure as we do. The others gave from their surplus. That is not nothing. It is still giving. But it is giving that does not cost much. It does not disrupt. It does not wound. It does not require trust. The widow, however, gives her whole livelihood. In Greek, the word used points to her very life, bios. She is not just giving money, she is placing her life into God's hands. This is not financial advice, it is spiritual revelation. The widow exposes something uncomfortable. We often give God what remains, not what defines us. Time left over, attention when convenient, love when it costs little. But love, real love, is never surplus. There's a story told of a small village during a long winter. Food was scarce and darkness came early each day. In the village chapel, a single candle was lit each evening as a sign of hope. One night, a poor woman entered quietly. She had only one candle left in her home. It was all she had to light her nights. She hesitated. If she gave it, her house would be dark. Slowly, she walked forward and placed her candle near the altar. The priest looked at her, surprised, and said gently, "You need this more than we do." She replied, "Perhaps, but God has given me light. Tonight, I give it back." That night, the chapel was brighter than usual, not because of the candle, but because of the offering. The widow's act in the gospel reveals a profound truth. God is not interested in the size of the gift, but the surrender of the giver. Her offering is not practical. It is not strategic. It is not safe. It's total. And that is why it mirrors the heart of Christ. Because Christ himself will soon stand in the same city and give not from surplus, but from his very being, his body, his blood, his life. The widow's two coins foreshadow the cross. She gives everything she has. He gives everything he is. So the gospel asks us not how much we give, but how we give. Do we give God what is comfortable or what is costly? Do we trust him only when we have enough, or especially when we do not? Do we measure our generosity, or do we surrender it? The widow does not calculate, she entrusts. And that's the difference between charity and faith. To live like the widow does not necessarily mean giving away all material possessions. It means something deeper. Offering time when you feel you have none. Giving forgiveness when it costs you your pride. Loving when it leaves you vulnerable. Trusting God when the future seems uncertain. It means placing your life, your fears, your hopes, your security, into God's hands and saying, "This is all I have. It is yours." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who see what is hidden, teach us to give not from our abundance, but from the depths of our hearts. Free us from the need to measure, to compare and control. Give us the courage of the widow, who trusted you more than her own security. Receive all that we are, our time, our love, our fears, our hopes, and transform our small offerings into something radiant in your sight. May our lives become a gift, wholly given, quietly placed in your hands. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to join me here in my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.